Well, interesting timing for you to be out there and be hearing directly from the players, if you will, the folks that were really driving that. But look, we know how this has to work. To get a farm bill through Congress, you need to pass it through both chambers. And the fact that the House was able to get that done, credit to G.T. Thompson, credit to Iowa's congressional delegation, and specifically Randy Feenstra and Zach Nunn, who both serve on the House Ag Committee. I appreciate their work in particular. But look, a lot of this, you know, this has always been a bit of a disjointed thing, because a lot of what we would normally, or significant part of what would normally be in a farm bill, was actually passed last summer during the One Big Beautiful Bill passage. And this was really needing to finish the job, if you will. No less important, just that it was not the whole package that you might look at normally. But it still sends the signal. We need certainty. We need predictability. We need to recognize that farmers are not in good shape right now, and bring this piece of policy forward. And so we'd love to see it through the House. Now, of course, the question is what happens in the Senate, and that's where the focus now must be.